This is Fred Schneider of the B-52s, and every time I'm in Stony Brook, I listen to WUSB 90.1 FM stereo on the radio.
I had 5 drunk driving charges in the last 6 years of my drinking, and I drank for over 55 years. My probation officer threatened me with a year in jail. So the next day I went to my first AA meeting. I had tried many times in my life to quit drinking, but always went back to even heavier drinking. For me, the AA program has been the easier, softer way to stop drinking.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Can I take your order?
I can't see you anymore.
Wow, this is really sudden. Why?
Well, your burgers are horrible for my health and energy. Your sodas are eating my teeth enamel. And supersizing, no one should put away that many fries at one meal.
Hey, I can change. I can add some fruit to my menu and a nice, thick syrupy sauce.
No.
Help your kids break off their fast food relationships.
Hey, have some fries and let's talk about it.
See ya.
And you tune to WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 on the FM dial. Me, I am Mr. Edison, doing the jazz on the air thing, because I'm doing this. I might be doing Climb Radio. I don't know. I'm waiting for a response from Mr. Tobacco, who usually does Climb Radio, but apparently he can't do it this week. So I'll do that, and I'll be on next week on the overnight. The overnight is where I thrive. That's really like my favorite thing. And I'm barely alive at the same time. It's a weird kind of dichotomy, but it's a great place to be. It's just sort of teetering on the edge there. 503 here. Let me tell you what we've been listening to here on the radio dial of 90.1, or sometimes 107.3 FM. That's when we're We're W297BM, which doesn't really roll off the tongue as nicely as WUSB, but that's how it goes. And you can do what I'm doing, which I'm trying to go back to the website. Our website is WUSB.FM, and lo and behold, you click on playlists, and there's Jazz on the Air right there, right there. We heard something from the new Melissa Aldana set. All the way through this time, Unconscious Whispers, what we heard from the new Echoes of the Inner Prophet, co-produced by her and Laj Lund, the Norwegian guitarist. And we heard something from the new Laj Lund release, Ashes, the title track of that. I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of it. And then Samo Salomon from his new release, Dances of Freedom. I'm very, very fond of Mr. Salomon. And anytime that he puts something else, I always like to play something or other from it. And like this goes all over the place at the same time, which is just, that's how I tend to listen to stuff. Really, it's several songs at once that are playing. That's the kind of stuff that I like. Four is what we heard. Well, from the album Four, from the Bill Frisell Quartet, we heard Waltz for Hal Willner here on WUSB. And I did a special for Hal Willner on the last No Apologies, on the last overnight. And so I'm going to get to some of that in a second. But first, I want to give you what the weather is and see what the update says here. It's about 60 degrees, 62 to be exact, outside the WUSB studios. The rest of this afternoon, expect just a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a steady temperature around, 60 or so. That's exactly how it is. Gusts as high as 32 miles per hour, but it felt kind of mild when I was coming in. Tonight, a slight chance of showers before 8 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 and 2 a.m. Cloudy, then for the rest of the night, and low around 52. Chance of precipitation just about 50%. Monday during the day, be sunny all throughout, high just about 70 degrees, one of those gorgeous days. It's just, I know they probably expect you to take off work, but so give it to them. Take off work. You know, it's a beautiful day, so just take off work. You know, go to the beach early this year. Do something like that, okay? That's what tomorrow's going to be like. Tuesday, if you want to surprise them, it's also going to be sunny. Not as warm, though, just a high near 65 or so. And in the evening, expected to drop down just about the mid-40s or whatever. And shall I give you Wednesday? I'll give you Wednesday. Wednesday is a 30% chance of showers after 2 p.m. Partly sunny with a high just about 60. So the temperature drops a little bit, but it rises up again. Besides, summer is coming. It's busting out there. It's knocking on our door. You can feel it. You can smell it. It's out there. So, 507, where shall we go? Well, you know, I did a something with the with Bill Frisell, like I said, on the overnight. And, you know, I think I'll do something like that again. We're going to listen to the final suite from Weird Nightmare, the Meditations on Mingus, which was probably his most misunderstood album of Hal Willner's. But it just some beautiful, beautiful set pieces there and collages and, you know, several musics at once, like I said. That's what happens here. This is Eclipse, put together by Don Byron, and the final suite from Weird Nightmare. Hal Willner presents Weird Nightmare Meditations on Mingus on WUSB Stony Brook. 631-632-6901.
Closer as if to be. nothing but something more to check. Perhaps you've caught it already on your radio. Listen, please. Do you hear it? A curious humming sound that seems to come from inside the object. I'll move the microphone nearer. Here.
This mule ain't from Moscow. This mule ain't from the South. But this mule's got some learning, mostly mouth to mouth. This mule could be called stubborn and lazy, but in a clever sort of way, this mule's been waiting and planning, working in seclusion for a sacred kind of day. A day that burning sticks and crosses is not mere child's play, but a madman in his most incandescent bloom, whose lovely soul is imperfection in its most lustrous bloom. Freedom for your mama, freedom for your woman, freedom for your brothers and sisters, but no freedom for me. Freedom for your mama, freedom for your woman, freedom for your brothers and sisters, but no freedom for me. Freedom for your mama, freedom for your woman, freedom for your brothers and sisters, but no freedom for me. Stand fast, old mule, soothe in contemplation thy burning hole and aching thigh, that your stubbornness is of the living, cruel anxiety is about to die. Stand fast, young old mule, stand fast. Stand fast, young old mule, stand fast. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're tuned to WSB Stony Brook 90.1 on the FM dial. Me, I'm Mr. Edison. Jazz on the Air is the name of the show. We do this thing till 6 o'clock, then it'll be China Blue. I have the chief engineer here with me, and he's waiting for your Radiothon dollars. Just give us a call at 631-632-6901. Make your pledge support and help pay our chief engineer so we can actually broadcast the way we need to right here at WSB Stony Brook. Today we'll be listening to here on the on Jazz on the Air. We just finished from Tijuana Moods, Isabel's Table Dance. Our general manager, Isabel, will be doing a table dance if we actually make the funds that we need to make here at WUSB. So help that cause by giving us a call, 631-632-6901. That's from Tijuana Moods. That was recorded in 1957. And as usual with Mingus, it's a whole lot of people that were under-recorded. Curtis Porter and Shafi Haidi on alto saxophones. Isabel Morel on the castanets. Danny Richmond, his longtime cohort, on the drums. Frankie Dunlop doing other percussion as well. Bill Triglia on the piano. Again, a name you don't hear that much. Clarence Shaw on trumpet. Somebody else who's under-recorded. And Jimmy Knepper, a longtime pal of Charles Mingus, who almost sued him because Mingus, in one of Mingus's moods, punched him in the mouth and messed up his lips, which, you know, you can't do that if you're a trombonist, you know? That's so they patched things up eventually, but it took a while. That was 1957, Isabel's Table Dance. Then we had a whole bunch of collage from Weird Nightmare beforehand. The running thread throughout that is Bill Frisell on guitar. But a cast of characters, Henry Threadgill, and the voice of Leonard Cohen you could hear there, and the voice of Dr. John you could hear as well from Weird Nightmare. We had Eclipse, Pithecanthropus Erectus, that whole suite that closes out Weird Nightmare. Meditations on Mingus, Hal Willner production. And what we're going to do for the rest of the show, what I'm playing in the background, is something called Swinggrass. I bought this, as a matter of fact, at a WUSB benefit back in 1983. I kid you not. It was a very drunken night at here at the Stony Brook. NOBQ, as a matter of fact, was the band that was doing the performance, and they had a little record stand outside, different vendors selling oddball wares, and one of them was this thing called Swinggrass, with Buell Niedlinger on the bass and Marty Cristal on the tenor saxophone, and odd cast of characters: Andy Statman on the mandolin, Fred Tackett on guitar, Richard Green on the violin, doing Ellington and Thelonious Monk tunes. I said, I gotta see what this is like. And it's on the Antilles record label, and I have a copy, and if you don't have a copy, you can't find it. It's not anywhere else. So I'm going to play a little bit from this because earlier this week it was Marty Cristal's birthday, and he turned, I think, 74, 75, somewhere up there. And Marty is one of the great tenor saxophone players that nobody's ever heard of. He has taught lots of people. He's played on hundreds, thousands of sessions out on the West Coast. He's one of the A-list people as far as session goes, and him and his longtime musical partner Buell Niedlinger put together a record label called K2B2 that put out a bunch of things of their own. And Marty played on Buell's, and Buell's played on Marty's, and sometimes they would play on other things as well. And we're going to get to some of that stuff in the little time that we have left before China Blue takes over at 6 o'clock. Before we even do that, one thing I do want to tell you is something that's going on tomorrow. Because last week I saw a film that was one of the great films, period. It was called Flipside. It was about ostensibly it was about a record store, but that was just the jumping off point of meditation on choices, on regrets, on blessings, on a whole lot of stuff about life. It was a really, really excellent thing. It was brought to you by the people of the Port Jeff documentary series. We've had them up here a couple of weeks back talking about the stuff that they do throughout the year. And one of the things that they're doing is tomorrow night, Stuart Udall, The Politics of Beauty. You might remember Stewart if you were old enough. If not, he was one of the main people behind making our national parks national parks. He was somebody who was urging Americans to move away from the emphasis on economics and consumerism and buy and everything else, and try to turn towards a quality of life and try to appreciate the stuff that we have and hold on to the stuff that we have while it's still here, while it's still here to have. And that's a battle that's ongoing. And it was a time of life back when Udall was around that this stuff could actually come to fruition. We hope that the tide can turn again. And if you want to find out about this, there's going to be a screening of the movie about Stewart's life, Stewart Udall, The Politics of Beauty. That's going to be happening tomorrow night at the John F. Kennedy Middle School. That's located at Jane Boulevard in Port Jeff Station. You know where the diner is over there? Right down that road. That's where it is. 200 Jane Boulevard, John F. Kennedy Middle School, 7 o'clock. There's going to be a speaker, John Turner, from who's a local naturalist and environmentalist. He'll be in discussion with Tom Needham. They'll be doing a Q&A as well. Tom Needham is the host of Sounds of Film. If you haven't tuned in, I highly recommend doing that. He's on at 6 o'clock on Thursdays and does a great show, regardless of whatever the subject is. One of the masterful interviewers of our time. And it's an hour and a half film, a little bit less than an hour and a half, and it's going to be, like I said, exclusive one-time showing tomorrow night, John F. Kennedy Middle School, brought to you by the Port Jeff documentary series. And we're going to turn this up a little bit. Again, on vinyl, Swinggrass 83 on the Antilles record label. Marty Kristal and company. Where else but WUSB Stony Brook? We're in the midst of Sophisticated Lady. We'll hear Skippy right after this. Thank you. Celebrating the birthday of Mr. Marty Cristal on the tenor saxophone. That was from a band known as Mojave, a trio of Marty Cristal and J.P. Maramba on the bass and Sinclair Lott on the drums from a 2010 session something called Gunsmoke. And you might have, you know, if you're old enough or if you watch the cable channels that rerun old TV shows, that it was indeed the theme from Gunsmoke, done up by this trio of people on K2B2 Records as a Rex Corey composition for you trivia fanatics. For that Sophisticated Lady is what we heard from Swinggrass 83, Buell Needlinger project that features Marty Krystal prominently on it, as well as Andy Statman and Peter Ivers. We're going to send Sophisticated Lady out to Roseanne, wherever she might be right now. And we're going to close this show out with Tenor Badness from a Marty Krystal release known as Liquid Krystal Displayed. Right after this is going to be, of course, China Blue. So I've had a blast. Hopefully you have too. Thanks for the people who called. No thanks for the people who didn't pledge, but well, better luck next time. 631-632-6901 is the number to call. Ah! Take over, Marty. We'll be right back.